Welcome to Midweek Motivation. Let's go. Hey there, my friends. Welcome to this week's Midweek Motivation. I say this week's like I've been putting it out every week. I know it's been a while and life has been, life. So welcome to this time's Midweek Motivation, this year's Midweek Motivation, whatever it is. I wanted to let you know a couple things before I get started with what's on my brain. First thing, I have a newsletter that comes out. It's not every week, but, when something kind of strikes that I think people should know, it's tips and tricks on running, different mindset things, and I'll just put it down, kind of like what I do with midweek motivation, but I'll put it down in written format and send it out. If you want to subscribe to it, you go to news.runtheriot.run, or you can just go to runtheriot.run, and at the bottom of every page, there's a subscribe, a little thing where you put in your email address. Don't worry, I'm not going to spam you or anything. It's just another avenue to reach, another avenue to communicate. So check that out, news.runtheriot.run. And I wanted to let you know, too, about, something I've been using. I like to let everybody know what I'm using, what I'm taking, what I'm supplementing with, and things like that. And so you probably heard me talk on the regular podcast about Magic Mind. I like this stuff. In the afternoons, I get run down. I get tired after I eat lunch because I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And, I need just a boost, And I was drinking some energy drinks, drinking too many energy drinks. I still like caffeine. I probably drink too much coffee. But this adds that little extra boost, and it's really, really good. It's got all natural ingredients. It's just little green, little shot. It's pretty small, and it's got all these natural ingredients, matcha, ashwagandha, a bunch of other things, some lion's mane, cordyceps, different things. And it just gives me that extra focus that I need to get through that lull in the afternoon. It helps me get back to work, get busy, do all the things that I need to do and be efficient at it. It just makes me sharp. So I wanted to tell you about that Magic Mind. It's really cool. If you go to www.magicmind.com/runtheriot and you use the code RIOT20, RIOT20, you'll get a significant discount on either just a one-time purchase or off of if you do a subscription. They do subscriptions. So check it out. It's natural stuff. It's not filled with all kind of garbage that you can't pronounce or don't know where it came from or how it was manufactured or where it was manufactured, any of that stuff. Check out Magic Mind. All right, so here's what's on my brain today for this year's Midweek Motivation. So I work in IT. You guys all know that. I'm an IT director. And sometimes something gets so messed up. We have a piece of equipment, it gets so messed up, so discombobulated, you just gotta go and just reset it to the factory defaults. You just gotta go in and either hold down a button or do something to get it to the factory defaults. And I was thinking about what is the default? And so when you look up a default, the definition of default is a pre-selected option adopted by a computer program or other mechanism when no alternative is specified by the user or programmer. It's just like the default. So I was thinking, what is your default in life? What is your factory default? What things in your life are automatic? What is business as usual for you? When somebody that knows your schedule, your spouse, your friends, your parents, whatever, when they look at you, they know what's a given. What is that woman always gonna do? I just had knee surgery, and while I was waiting to have that knee surgery to get my knee all scoped out, I couldn't run. I could only do certain things, but I was still getting up early. And since I've had the knee surgery, I missed a couple of days and we were out of town, which was fortunate. But since then, I'm still up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I go to the gym, and because that's my default. I get up and I do something. I'm still doing something physical early in the morning. That's my default. And so it's funny because Jennifer will ask me sometimes, she's like, you know, hey, are you going to work out in the morning? And I usually jokingly reply something like, is the Pope Catholic? You know, because whether it's a run or weight training, my default, I'm going to get up early, I'm going to go work out, or I'm going to go run. And so it'd be really unusual for her to look over at, you know, at 6 a.m. and see me still in bed. She'd wonder, like, are you sick or what happened? Is something wrong? You know, what is going on? And so I was at the gym the other morning, and one of the old, you know, old guys, the regular guys at the gym said, what are you doing here? And I'm like, what do you mean, what am I doing here? He said, it's Thursday. So it's kind of funny that some of the guys, they knew my schedule so much, they knew that normally on Thursdays I was running. But since I wasn't running, I was at the gym. You know, I just have this default. I'm pretty just, you know, if you want to know where I am, I mean, you just watch my patterns and there it is, you know, because my knee was out of whack when he asked me that. I was at the gym doing some cardio and working out instead of running the roads or at home on my treadmill. So here's a question. What is your default in your physical activity and in life? What is your default? You know, when you think about just in general, you know, is it your default? Do you automatically want to help others? Do you automatically finish what you start? You know, do you automatically learn things on a regular basis? Do you read your Bible? Do you have a quiet time, a time where you reflect on your day? What are your default settings? And if you don't have some of those things built in that you wish to, well, maybe you need to change your default settings. You know, if you haven't guessed yet, I'm really talking about habits again, you know, like really changing your habits, like making a decision that your default or your habits need to change, you know? And so when you make a decision of what your default is or what your habits are, when you build that into every time you do something positive, you're casting a vote for the person that you want to be. You know, every time I get up early in the morning, I feel like I'm casting a vote for me to be a stronger runner, a more fit human being, somebody who's going to live longer, somebody who's going to feel better throughout the day as he's working because he's done some things to work out. When I get up in the morning and I have my quiet time, I read my Bible and I pray before I even go to the gym, I'm making a vote that, hey, I want to be more Christ-like. I want to be more godly. I want to be more loving. I want to be a better husband, father, all of those things because I'm doing those things. And so if I want to be healthier, I need to eat healthy. You know, I need to exercise at a set time every day. If I want to finish an ultra, I've got to get the running in. For me, I've got to get up early or stay up late. I've got to get the training in. If I want to be more educated, I need to read. What am I going to do? Maybe I'll set aside some time to read for 30 minutes a day. If I want to be closer to God, I'll read my Bible and pray daily. And so what are your defaults? You know, one of the things that a lot of people are doing, which is really cool, I think it's a great practice, that 75 hard, I don't know, it's a program. It's where for 75 days you exercise twice a day for 45 minutes. One of those has to be outside. You read 10 pages of a book. You do a certain diet. It doesn't matter what diet it is. You do a diet and you stick to it. No cheat days. You drink a gallon of water a day, and it's got some other things. But for 75 days, I mean, all these things, that's really hard to do all that. But you intentionally do that for 75 days. And I hear of people doing it and they're like, man, I didn't realize. They see the changes in their bodies, the changes in how they feel. And it's proof to themselves that they can do hard things, that they can discipline themselves to do things like that. And so, and they don't, you know, most people don't keep all of those tenets forever, but they do it for 75 days and then they tweak it for themselves. But it demonstrates to them that, like, hey, I can be a disciplined person. I can work out daily. You know, I don't have to do it twice a day, but I can do it every day. I can do something. I can drink a gallon of water a day. I can eat healthy every day. And so, you know, I think some things like that, you know, for 75 days, it's a good way to, quote, you know, reset your defaults, make your defaults different. You know, sometimes on a piece of equipment, the factory defaults, you reset it to the factory defaults and you got to go reconfigure it and all again. And sometimes you can flash the BIOS that changes all of the I guess the without getting too nerdy or whatever, but the hardware operating system or whatever. And you know, you flash it and it upgrades it and makes things a lot more efficient, even at the factory defaults. And so, man, maybe we need to sometimes examine what our defaults are. What are the things we're doing daily? What are the things we're doing do automatically? And let's change that. You know, let's tweak that. Let's make my given, my defaults, my automatic, something different. You know, you don't have to be the same because you've always been, you know, and you've heard all the adages and all of the things, you know, unless you, nothing changes unless something changes, or nothing changes if nothing changes. And so we got to make changes, and you don't have to like blow it up. Like 75 hard is good, but you don't have to change all of those things all at once. You can change something, you know, start off by reading 5 pages a day, you know, start off by reading a chapter in the Bible a day, start off by getting out in the morning and a little bit earlier and going out and run a little bit or work out a little bit or walk a little bit and expand that as you get used to it, as your body gets used to it, as you start saying, well, if I get up earlier, I got to go to bed a little earlier, where you need to work on those things. You got to figure out how to do it. And so I think we need to just periodically evaluate. It doesn't have to be the new year. We don't have to wait for a new year to do these things. We can do it now. You can look at yourself right now. When did you get up this morning? What did you do first thing when you got up? Well, what did you do next? What did you do? Did you waste time? Did you, did you do something productive that's going to make you, that's going to cast a vote for you being that better man or better woman, being the person that you want to be, that you feel like you're called to be? You know, did you do those things? Well, why not? And then what are you going to change tomorrow to start casting those votes for who you want to be? And so, that's my thought for you today, man. It's never too late to start tweaking and making changes and turning the screws and making you a better person. And so just evaluate yourself. Be honest with yourself, man. Be honest. If you're wasting time, if you're doing some goofing off and doing things that are counterproductive to who you say you want to be and the things that you say you want to do, like if you want to run an ultra marathon and you don't find time to do the runs, you know, like, oh, my afternoons are always busy. Well, get your butt up early, you know, and set an alarm. Don't hit snooze and get out of bed and go run. It's as simple as that. You know, you just have to do it. And so evaluate yourself, be honest with yourself, and then start making those changes. Because guys, I always said this, I'm going to continue to say it. We've got potential in us. We just got to mine it. And if we're lazy and if we're satisfied with business as usual, we're never gonna realize that potential that God's placed in us, man. And so I want to encourage you. It's worth it. It is worth it to figure those things out. It is worth it to grow and to be the person that you are called to be. That's what I got for you today, guys. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're being blessed. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.